the heart generates a signal which is about a millivolt in heights. And so this has to be amplified like 1,000 times before it can get up to the point where it'll record. And at that time, we didn't have any transistors yet. And so all of our work was done with vacuum tubes, and which is not the right way to do this sort of thing. But while I was building this instrumentation, a couple of surgeons came down from Boston doing experimental brain surgery on some of our goats, and I worked with them on that. And they taught us, they brought their lunch in brown paper bags like I did, and we'd sit up in the Ithaca Sun and talk shop. And I learned about this disease of complete heart block, where a nerve in the heart that runs from the auricle to the ventricle doesn't function anymore. So if the auricle goes along and beats nicely, but the ventricle doesn't follow. And the ventricle occasionally will beat at its own rate, a much slower rate. The blocking of that nerve is called a complete heart block. And occasionally the ventricle just stops completely. If that happens, well, that's called Stokes-Adams syndrome, and it's really a fainting attack. And a person that has this trouble, they would, if their heart stopped completely, they'd go on for 15 seconds, not knowing anything was going to happen, and fall flat on their face. And this fainting attack is a pretty serious thing. Because people that have complete heart block with Stokes-Adams syndrome, about 50% die in the first year. But it's really a communications problem. The signal is not getting from top to bottom. And as communications engineers, we should be able to do something about that. It turns out we can. If I sew a pair of wires anywhere in that heart, and bring them outside of the body, and touch them to a flashlight battery for 1,000th of a second, that heart will beat once. So now if I follow that guy around the rest of his life, touching that wire of that battery, he'll return to a normal life expectancy for someone his age, and he can go back to work.